Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by Authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Well, out on the field in Dayton, Ohio, and let me make sure that I get this right, an EOD robot from the 788th Civil Engineers Squadron just delivered the ceremonial first pitch, the baseball out to the mound. This is Air Force Night from Dayton, Ohio. And I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Hello and welcome in. Game number 5 in a 6-game series. This is a big night here in Dayton. There is an enormous Air Force presence. The Dayton, Ohio area has the National Museum of the U.S. Air Force. It's right around the corner. The U.S. Air Force base is right down the street. Let's see. There's the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. And it's basically right down the road from where we are currently sitting at Day Air Ballpark in Dayton, Ohio. And so today we are expecting Air Force generals. There's going to be a swearing-in ceremony. We are going to stop the game for God Bless America. It all started with the robot dropping the baseball. There's going to be so much more. There's a color guard that's lined up down the right side to present the colors. And I see a fan already standing at attention right in front of me. They do something here in Dayton where they have the national anthem played before they introduce the starting lineups, before the Dayton Dragons take the field defensively. It's a bit of a reversal in what we're used to. But the managers have already gone out, and they've they've exchanged the starting lineups. So let me give you those starting lineups before our national anthem here today. The Lugnuts victorious each of the last 2 days by 3-2 scores. Junior Perez yesterday broke a 2-2 ninth inning tie with an RBI double. Brought in Colby Halter. Junior once again will lead off. The center fielder batting first. Batting second in left field, it's Danny Batista Jr. Hitting third, the DH, Daniel Susak. Batting fourth, right fielder Colby Thomas. Hitting fifth at first base, it's Brennan Malone. Batting sixth, the third baseman, TJ Schofield Sam. Hitting seventh, it's catcher CJ Rodriguez. Batting eighth, the shortstop A. Ribelanales. Batting off the order, batting ninth, second baseman Colby Halter. And now, the colors are being marched out as the Lugnuts exit first base side dugout. Dayton out of the third base side. They have stopped in shallow right field. They turn toward the pitcher's mound. Arms presented. Steady wind blowing upon the American flag left to right across the field. The umpires stand at home plate. Trevor Patience, the home plate umpire, to the left. Jack Watson, the bases umpire, to the right.
Pleased to welcome tonight's hometown hero family of the game. His family has someone serving in the U.S. military. Please help us welcome them to tonight's game.
The hometown hero family presented.
Tonight's national anthem has been signed by Sophia Terrell.
Now down to the field. Sophia Terrell, who is signing the national anthem, standing in front of the Dragons' left side. And young Alexandra Kiefaber, for the second time in the series, sings the anthem.
Thank you. Hi, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
National anthem sung, getting closer and closer to first pitch between the Dayton Dragons and the Lansing Lugnuts. So I delivered to you the Lugnuts starting nine. I did not tell you today's Lugnuts starting pitcher. I have not yet given you the Dayton Dragons starting lineup. Your Lugnuts starting pitcher today, out of Dunedin, Florida. 6'4", 225 pounds, it's Gunnar Hoglund, 23 years of age. Originally drafted 19th overall in 2021 and acquired via trade. Picked up in the Matt Chapman deal by the Oakland Athletics from the Toronto Blue Jays. Gunnar Hoglund acquired March 16th, 2022, making his high A debut after earlier this year making 12 starts for single A Stockton. I'll be taking on this starting lineup. Edwin Arroyo will lead off for the Dayton Dragons, the newly turned 20-year-old, a switch hitter. He'll be followed by the center fielder, Carlos Jorge. Batting second, the DH, Ruben Ibarra. Heading third, Austin Hendrick in right field. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Sal Stewart. Heading sixth, first baseman, Jack Rogers. Batting seventh, the catcher, Cade Hunter. Heading eighth, in left field, Hector Rodriguez. Rounding off the order, batting ninth, the second baseman, Trey Faltini. That's Arroyo, Jorge, Ibarra, Hendrick, Stewart, Rogers, Hunter, Rodriguez, and Faltini. The Dayton Dragons starting pitcher here today, another former first-round selection, Chase Petty, gets the ball, the 26th overall pick in the 2021 draft by the Minnesota Twins, selected out of high school. Petty was traded by the Twins to the Cincinnati Reds for Sonny Gray. That was a throw-in player, but it was basically first-rounder for Major Leaguer. And that trade was made on March the 13th, 2022. So, you compare it 3 days prior to the Oakland Athletics getting Gunnar Hoglund. What an interesting matchup this therefore is. Two 2021 first-rounders. Petty, albeit out of high school, Hoglund out of Ole Miss, were then traded. And now here they are meeting up in high A. But where is Gunnar Hoglund is about to make his very first high A start? Chase Petty has been around a little bit with the Dayton Dragons. This is his 16th start of the year. We saw him last year when he fired 4 hitless innings and struck out 6 Lansing Lugnuts on August the 11th. And now the PA announcer announces these Dragons one by one. A run out in between the two mascots, Jem and Heater. Heater dressed up in his patriotic vest, red, white, and blue, on this Air Force night. First up, here comes Edwin Arroyo. He was looking. He was saying, is it ready? It's time. And he heads out to the field with a youngster following right on his heels. Literally, on his heels. They head out to shortstop, engage in a fist bump there, and pose for a photographer wearing a blue shirt. Now Carlos Jorge dogging alongside his own youngster. They head out to center field. Down in the Lansing Lugnuts pen, all the pitchers go side by side, high-fiving. Gunnar Hoglund leading the way. Hoglund will take the ball, working with catcher C.J. Rodriguez, the Vandy Commodore, coming up in the bottom half of this first inning. Meanwhile, the third Dayton Dragon, named Ruben Ibarra, the DH, did not take the field. So Austin Hendrick next. The right fielder galloping out. The youngster to his right. Here comes Al Stewart, the third baseman. Followed by the first baseman, a man whom we saw earlier this series playing in left field and had an outfield assist in left field. It's Jack Rogers. Some of the kids run fast. Some of the kids are a little bit slower. Jack Rogers had some fun weaving his way around the mound. The kid stayed with him the entire way, nearly losing his cap along that path. The catcher, Cade Hunter, heads out to his position. Not so far for the youngster to have to jog there. And the home plate umpire, Patience, the bases umpire, Wasson, handshakes for the youngster. Photograph with Cade Hunter down to one knee. Now the left fielder, Hector Rodriguez, youngster in tow. And lastly, Trey Faltini, the second baseman. And his kid is wearing his baseball cap backwards. All of these kids are wearing Dayton Dragons home white uniforms. Black caps, green brims. Lastly, here comes Chase Petty. The Dayton Dragons baseball buddies. One of the kids speeds off the field right now. He was paying attention. They were asking all those kids, all right, once you go out, once you've all been announced, come on back. He knew. The rest are now all rushing back to the third baseside dugout. Chase Petty goes through his warm-up tosses with the catcher Rodriguez. Or I should say, the catcher Hunter. Rogers, Faltini, Arroyo, Stewart, first to second, a short to third. Rodriguez in left, Jorge in center, Hendrick in right. The two Rodriguezes, CJ for Lansing, Hector for Dayton. No relation as far as I know. Well, Chase Petty on the hill. His stuff, a fastball, a slider, a changeup. From what I've heard about the slider, they call it a bullet slider. That is, it is very hard. His slider and his changeup are both 87 miles an hour. Fastballs in the mid-90s. Chase Petty's right arm, fully tattooed. No tattoos to be seen on his left arm. His chest, there is a tattoo to be seen, as the jersey has a couple of buttons undone. Petty wearing number 2. He has a small, light brown mustache that has crept across his upper lip. He is still young. Chase Petty, 20 years old. He turned 20 back on April the 4th out of Summers Point, New Jersey, where he was the New Jersey Gatorade High School Baseball Player of the Year in 2021. He had committed to pitch at Florida, but the Minnesota Twins drafted him, signed him, traded him. Now here he is, working for the Dayton Dragons, High A Cincinnati Reds, against the Lansing Lugnuts, High A Oakland A's. We're ready to go. Junior Perez followed by Batista and then Susak. Here's the first pitch. And Junior takes a slider called a strike in the outside corner. We're officially underway at 7:13. The wind and the toss. Fastball high at 95. Ball at a strike. So Junior Perez was really struggling in this series. And then yesterday's ninth inning rolled around. The pitch. Swing and a miss at a slider. One ball, two strikes. And oh, in the ninth inning, Perez came through. He doubled home Colby Halter, and that broke a 2-2 tie. Petty fires. Slider waved at and missed. Ended up outside. And Junior ends up a strikeout victim. One down. One batter, one K for Chase Petty. Junior was the one chasing. Now Danny Batista Jr. Righty fires to righty. Fastball rides up and in. 95 again. Ball one. Jacob Wilson gets the day off today. And so hence Batista rises to the two hole. No score. Pitch on its way. Slider outside. 2-0. Good game for Danny yesterday. Two singles. A run scored. He and you needed it in a game that they won 3-2. The pitch, swing and a miss, change up. First one that we've seen from Petty. Missed with a slider, missed with a fastball, change up was good. 2-1. He fires. A ground ball past Petty, weakly to second baseman Faltini. Throw to first in time, beats Bautista by a step. Two outs. Good evening, Stefan Gleiberman. And I hope that you're doing well. Email address for the broadcast booth, jgoldstress@lansinglugnuts.com. Hello to Stefan. Hello to you wherever you're keeping me company. J-G-O-L-D-S-T-R-A-S-S. Daniel Susak, first pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider to start him. Strike one. That's tough. Two outs. Base is clear. No score. Righty to righty. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Fooled again on the slider. Susak yesterday was 0 for 4, but he was hit by a pitch. The deal. Slider swung and a miss. Three straight sliders. He's gone. Two strikeouts for Petty in a perfect top of the first inning. Let's go to the bottom half. Here come the Dayton Dragons against the new Lugnut Gunnar Hoagland when we return.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
And the battle of the traded first rounders, Chase Petty looked pretty good, huh? Two strikeouts sandwiched around a weak ground out. And we go to the bottom of the first inning, and it's our first look at Gunnar Hoagland. Hey, welcome to High A, Gunnar. The Dunedin Floridian, dealing to Edwin Arroyo, Carlos Jorge, and Ruben Ibarra. I checked in with Alex Jensen, the voice of the Stockton Ports, about Gunnar. Because we check in with each other, you know. We have a good relationship. And he told me, boy, is Gunnar Hoagland a great guy. Already had the chance to catch up with him. Great to have him here. Gunnar Hoagland against Edwin Arroyo. No score. Switch hitter batting left out of a crouch. Here's the pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Fastball to start him. Speaking of traded top prospects, Edwin Arroyo was a Mariners top prospect, a second-round draft pick. 0-1, off-speed down low, one ball, one strike. For Hoagland, fastball, curve, slider, and a changeup. His slider, I've heard, is a sweeper. 1-1 pitch, rides up and away, fastball at 91. Two balls, one strike. I'll have time to tell you the Gunnar Hoagland story. A 2-1 pitch to the 20-year-old. Head in the air and foul off the left side. 2-2. I can start right here, right now. So Gunnar out of Dunedin. You know which team is in Dunedin for spring training. That's the Toronto Blue Jays, the former parent club of these Lansing Lugnuts. Switching to the A's, entering 2021. 2-2. Misses down and in. On the count in Arroyo is three balls and two strikes. Well, he was drafted by the Blue Jays, but before that he was drafted by the Pittsburgh Pirates. Time granted to Arroyo. Gunnar Hoagland was taken by the Pirates right out of high school. He was a sensation in high school. 7-0, a 0.27 ERA as a senior. Career high school stats, 1.31 ERA. Fires the payoff. Arroyo swings and misses. Down he goes. One batter, one strikeout for Gunnar Hoagland. just drop that slider down under the hands. Bring up Carlos Jorge. Well, Hovland was drafted 36th overall in 2018. However, the Pirates had a look at his physical. They didn't sign him. Here's the pitch. Carlos Jorge fouls this pitch up and away off the left side. They made their offer. Hovland turned it down because, you know, he had a commitment to attend Ole Miss. And so off he went to star in the SEC. Sunday starter's a freshman. 0-1 pitch. Jorge takes the off-speed down and away. One ball and one strike. His sophomore year, he was looking like perhaps the best pitcher in the country. Four starts, 37 strikeouts, and 23 and a third innings. Only four walks. The pitch. Jorge swings. Pops it foul. Towering out of play left side. Strike two. And then, you know what happened next. Pandemic. Season shut down in 2020. So he came back in 2021. He was a consensus preseason All-American. But on May 7th, 2021, season ended. Torn UCL. 1-2 pitch. Check swing. Foul. Off into the screen above the Dayton third baseline dugout. No score. Bottom of the first inning. Arroyo struck out. Jorge, the second hitter, left-handed batter, and the starting center fielder. And on deck, Ruben Ibarra. Lugnuts in the road, Blacks. 1-2 pitch. Off-speed, bounced in, smothered by C.J. Rodriguez. 2-2. Well, that torn UCL did not stop the Toronto Blue Jays from drafting him. Here we reach it. The Blue Jays take him. Took him pick number 19. Signed him for a little over $3 million. 2-2. Swinging a fly ball out to center field. Junior Perez backs up. He's got it. Two-hand squeeze. Two outs. But Hovland did not pitch at all in 2021 after getting drafted. He was recovering from Tommy John. And then in the offseason, March 16th, 2022, approaching spring training, that's when he was traded with Zach Lowe, Kevin Smith, and Kirby Snead, a trio of former Lugnuts, coincidentally, in exchange for Matt Chapman, the third baseman. Went from the Toronto org to the A's org. And here he is in his Lugnuts debut. Fires to Ruben Ibarra. Fastball for a called strike at 92. Here on the stadium gun. Strike out and a fly out to begin things. Two outs, nobody on, no score. Righty-righty. Bar the DH. Lot of power. The pitch. Check swing. Strike two called. Slider on the outside corner. Bar the big man at 6'4", 290 pounds out of Watsonville, California. Fourth rounder 2 years ago. The year that Hovland went in the first round. 0-2. Slider down and away. One ball and two strikes. Ibarra had a big at-bat yesterday. In the bottom of the ninth inning with the tying and the game-winning runs aboard, he lined out to the third baseman Schofield Sam. That was the second out of the bottom of the ninth. Pedro Santos then struck out Austin Hendrick, closed out the Lugnuts win. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He was laid on the fastball away. And Gunnar Hovland holds serve. In the top half, Chase Petty struck out two in a perfect frame. In the bottom half, Gunnar Hovland strikes out two in a perfect frame. And we go to the second inning, scoreless from Dayton.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Down on the field, the newest Air Force recruiting class is being addressed.
doing something challenging, you want to serve your country and work with the world's cutting-edge technology, consider joining up with United States Air Force or Navy Marines Army Space Force. We'll take you. We need a talent everywhere. And to the crew here tonight, we're going to do the oath of enlistment. And at the end of this, realize, at the end of this oath, they are now committed to serving their country, and I want to hear huge cheers, all right? All right, everybody raise your right hand, repeat after me. I state your name. You solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and that I will obey the orders of the President of the United States and the officers appointed over me according to regulations and the Uniform Code of Military Justice. So help me God.
Now they file off the field third base side. And the Dayton Dragons take the field. Chase Petty skipping over the foul line. The newest recruits. There were three rows. Crowd standing the entire time they were taking the oath. And a great percentage of this crowd still standing. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. From Dayton, Ohio, it is Air Force night. Right, Patterson Air Force Base. Right down the road, as mentioned earlier, and as we came in, there was a lot of hubbub out front. The tents set up. I was talking to someone, and he said, they're all here. Everybody is here, and there's a lot going on. It is a big night in Dayton, Ohio. Meanwhile, Chase Petty and Gunnar Hoagland on the baseball side of this. Well, for Petty, the Dayton starter, a couple of strikeouts and a 1-2-3 top half. On Gunnar Hoagland, the Lugnut starter, a couple of strikeouts and a 1-2-3 bottom half. Colby Thomas, Brendan Malone, and T.J. Schofield-Sam are coming up when we get this top of the second inning going. Let me tell you, though, while I have an opportunity, I was checking in with Lansing Lugnut social media earlier today, and the Grand River Country Club is back. Tee times are now available. The fifth installment of Matt Hicks's dream, the Grand River Country Club, where you work your way all around Jackson Fields. You chip out onto the field itself October 6th, October 7th, October 8th. Make your tee times. We begin the second. And Colby Thomas grounds foul the first Chase Petty pitch. Strike one. Colby Thomas, the cleanup hitter in the order, the right fielder. Here's the pitch. The breaking ball sent foul. Sky down the right side. On the count is nothing and two. Petty showed off all three pitches to great effect in the first. He offers. That's high. Change up for ball one. Colby yesterday was 2-for-5. He singled and was thrown out trying to stretch it into a double. He doubled, successfully stretching it into a double. There's a 1-2 on its way. A slider's grounded, left of the mound, in the center field, base hit. Thomas around first base, gives a look. He's content with a single right here. Center fielder Jorge gets it in. Colby is the first base runner of the ball game. Leadoff single in the second. He has hit and hit and hit. And that is his 51st hit in his 41st game as a Lugnut. That'll play. Righty, righty for Brendan Malone. And Malone takes a called strike. Change up on the outside corner. Hello to Leanne Cook, checking in via email, jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com.
Leanne's got her list of questions. I'll work my way through, Leanne. Righty, righty, 0-1. Breaking ball up and inside. Ball and a strike on Malone. Nobody out top of the second. Tom is a threat to run at first base. 9 steals, twice caught. No score in the ballgame. Petty agrees to a sign, checks over his left shoulder on Thomas. The 1-1 pitch. Malone takes. Strike 2 called. Well-placed fastball at 95, outside corner at the knees. All right, Leanne asks, any roster moves today? No. No roster moves today. We had a couple earlier in the series. In fact, Gunnar Hoglund added to start the series. Today's Lugnut starter. The pitch. Slider missed outside. Good take. 2-2 from Malone. Yesterday, Brennan drew 2 more walks. He has 25 walks in 38 games with the Lugnuts. He has drawn 16 walks this month of August. He also did strike out twice. Here's the pitch. He swings and grabs it. Left side. Base hit past the diving Arroyo. Kicked off the shortstop's glove. Thomas into second. Center fielder Rodriguez gets it over the shortstop Arroyo, over to third baseman Stewart. And that's back-to-back singles by Thomas and Malone. First and second, nobody out for C.J. Rodriguez. So no, Leanne, no roster moves today. Did I do anything exciting? Yes, I went with my wife, Christy, and my 3-year-old son, Alon, to the Wagers Inn Gardens here in Dayton. Chase Petty steps off the rubber. Scoreless top of the second. First threat for the Lugnuts. Thomas at second, Malone at first. T.J. Schofield Sam, the left-handed hitting third baseman, batting 6th in the order. And he'll have to wait a little longer as Petty calls out the catcher, Hunter. There's a number of what they call metro parks here in this area. And so we went to the Wagers Inn Gardens, which, number one, it occupies a wide acreage because there are so many different kinds of gardens. We did up the children's garden, which featured a music maze. You worked your way through around the flowers, and everywhere you went, there was a new musical instrument. The pitch is outside. On the count on Schofield Sam, 1 ball, no strikes. TJ yesterday was 0 for 3 with an HBP and a run scored in his first plate appearance, which came in the second inning. Batting in the second inning right now. Righty to lefty. The deal. High and outside. 2 balls and no strikes. There was also a pizza garden at the Wagers Inn Gardens. I want you to imagine it. Now, you can't have cheese, right? Can't have this cow wandering in this garden. It was not very big, but there was oregano and basil and tomato and pepper. The 2-0. Very, very high with the slider. 3 balls and no strikes. First time that we've seen Chase Petty get off his game. C.J. Rodriguez on deck. If he misses again, the bases will be loaded for C.J. So we had a lovely day today. And now it's time for baseball from the Gem City. The 3-0. Strike called. Took something off the fastball to make sure he guided it in. 93 on the gun. 3 balls, 1 strike to Schofield Sam. Thomas, wonderful speed leading away from second. Malone at first. First baseman Rogers plays behind him. The deal. Hit in the air, twisting down the left field line. Rodriguez gives a look, but it's foul off to the lawn area. A triangular patch of lawn that rises up behind the Dayton bullpen. Left of the foul pole. 3 balls and 2 strikes in Schofield Sam. Leanne also wrote, did I eat anywhere exciting today? Went to First Watch for breakfast. Floridian French toast, I recommend it. Payoff. Swing and a miss. He got him. Change up under the hands. That's wicked from Chase Petty. Third strikeout for the right-hander, and after the back-to-back singles, there's your first out of the top of the second. Now C.J. Rodriguez, the fifth rounder 2 years ago from Vanderbilt. Righty to righty. Slider starts him off low. 1 ball and 0 strikes. And Leanne also wrote, how's the family? The family is great. Alon received a certificate for attending his first Dragons games, and they also gave him a lovely book to read. Here's the pitch. A chopper hit weakly left of the mound. Petty over, grabs. Pivots, fires to first. Low! And Rogers did pick it up in time. Oh, off the glove of Rogers. It bounced down to his feet. and he reached down and he grabbed it right before Rodriguez arrived. That was nearly a disaster for Jack Rogers at first. As it is, Malone up to second, Thomas over to third. Bring up Eurybio Angeles. Two down top of the second inning. No score in the game. Righty to righty. Full wind in the pitch. Slider outside. Angeles comes in on an 11-game hitting streak. A hit here would give the Lugs the lead. The deal. Swinging a chopper down to third. One hop for Stewart. Fires to first. Got him. Side retired. The Lugnut threat goes by the wayside. Back-to-back singles stranded in scoring position. They're 1.5. 0-0. Lugnuts at Dayton.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It was an ideal first inning for Gunnar Hovland, the Lugnuts debuting starter. Struck out two in a 1-2-3 frame. Now to the mound for the bottom of the second. No score between the Lugnuts and the Dragons. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Hovland against Hendrick, Stewart, and Rogers. Austin Hendrick takes a called strike one. Left-handed hitting cleanup man starting in right field today for Dayton. A 2020 first rounder against the 2021 first rounder Hoagland. Righty fires. Swing and a miss. Change up. No balls and two strikes. In the first inning, there were a lot of fastball slider mixes. Hendrick is saying, what was that? 0-2. Just off the outside corner. A one ball and two strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-12 in this series. The Ole Miss Rebel lets it fly. Lashed on the line out to right field. Hangs up for Colby Thomas to his left. He hit it too hard. Thomas playing out near the warning track and found that ball sitting up there for him. One down. I'm waiting for the youngster, but I guess he's not going to introduce Sal Stewart, the Dayton Dragon third baseman, who swings and misses a slider. Strike one. Trey, the young PA announcer here. One out, nobody on. No score. Home second. Oakland fires. Hit in the air. Right side. In a foul ground, the first baseman Malone toward his own pen. That ball's into the stands. No balls. Two strikes on Stewart. 4-for-14 with a couple of walks in the series. He is 19 years old. Gunnar Hoagland, meanwhile, 23 years of age. The windup and the 0-2. Off the outside corner, ball one. Sal's birthday, December the 7th. Gunnar Hoagland's birthday, December the 17th. The Step back, the left leg kick, the deal. Slider down the way, did not chase. 2-2. It's 79 degrees here in Dayton. It's really pleasant. A little bit of a breeze. Heat index 82. Much better than it was earlier this series, when we had that heat index around 95, 96, 97, and upwards. It was hot and humid. A 2-2 pitch. A ground ball down the third base side, but foul, wide of the bag. We stayed 2-2. Sal Stewart from Miami, Florida. Supplemental first rounder last year by Dayton. The break even. Head in the air, slicing out to right field. Another chance for Colby Thomas. Calls up Perez, puts it away. Two outs, two flyouts to right. So up steps the first baseman, Jack Rogers. And this is a very strange Dayton lineup today. If you would have asked me, all right, who have been the most successful Dragons batters in the series against Lansing, I would have said probably Sal Stewart and Jack Rogers. Here's the pitch. Down and in, ball one with the off speed. No score, two outs, nobody on, bottom of the second for Dayton. Rogers, the left-handed hitting first baseman, batting sixth. Earlier in the series, we saw him hitting cleanup. The deal. Swing and a miss. Off speed. Oakland pulled the string on him. 1-1. Meanwhile, Carlos Jorge, who is 2-for-17, is hitting second. Austin Hendrick, who is 1-for-13, is hitting cleanup. The pitch fouled back. Count is 1-2. So Dayton is trying to change these guys' luck. Edwin Arroyo, 2-for-13, the leadoff hitter. Cade Hunter, the man on deck, 3 walks, 3 hits in the series, batting seventh. The pitch. Rogers swings and misses the high chatter. He's gone. Hoagland's third strikeout. Gunnar Hoagland is perfect through two. We're scoreless going to the third inning from Day Air Ballpark.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Nine, 1-2 for the Lugnuts. Colby Halter, Junior Perez, Danny Bautista Jr. coming up to home plate for the top of the third inning. Let's do some trivia here on the top of the third. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Adam Jaxa, your usual trivia master, waiting back in Lansing, Michigan. He's a week away from calling Michigan State against Central Michigan college football. Colby Halter batting left against the righty Chase Petty. No score. First pitch. Strike called at the letters inside corner. That's the bullet slider. Two-hit game yesterday for Colby. His first multi-hit game with Lansing. That kick in the pitch. Fastball foul tipped into the mid of Hunter. Strike two. Quickly asks for time, and he goes for a long walk. Told the home plate umpire, patience, I'll be back. Marched right out of the home plate circle. Refocused himself. Marches right back in. Choking up on the bat. 0-2 pitch. Down low. As two hits yesterday. an RBI single to get things going in the top of the second inning. And then in his final at-bat, a triple. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He chased the fastball down and in. He is gone for Petty's fourth strikeout. What a way. Lineup flips over. Junior Perez comes up for a second time. Righty to righty. Here's the pitch to Perez. Showed bunt, quickly swung it back. They appeal. He did not go. Fastball up and in. Ball one. On this Air Force night in Dayton, Ohio, they had the ROTC doing a demonstration after the second inning. Petty fires. Slider. Strike called inside corner. Ball and a strike on Junior, who struck out swinging on a slider to open up the ballgame. 0-0 in the third. Petty's pitch. Swing and a foul tip into Hunter's mitt. Good off speed. Strike two. The hiccup for Petty came in the second inning. Colby Thomas singled to center. Brendan Malone singled to left. First and second. Nobody out. After a strikeout of Schofield Sand, they moved to second and third on a Rodriguez ground out, but they were stranded on an Anales ground out. Petty brings the 1-2. Down and away. Your trivia question of the ball game today is, who is the first U.S. president to own a part of a professional baseball team? Good luck to you. The 2-2 delivery. Slider, strike three called. He took it. He's down watching. Bullet slider, Chase Petty. 87 miles an hour. Five strikeouts for Petty. Two outs in the third inning. Danny Bautista Jr. comes up 0-1 with a ground out to second. Well, with that trivia, email me, jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. The pitch. Bautista Jr. takes a called strike. Fastball. He was the first president to own a part of a professional baseball team. The pitch. Slider. Strike two called outside corner. No score atop of the third inning. Two outs, nobody on, and back-to-back strikeouts by Petty. He readies an 0-2. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Changeup strikes out Bautista Jr. Petty strikes out the side. And he has six strikeouts through three scoreless innings. Two and a half complete. No score from Dayton.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
If you enjoy good pitching, today so far has been a treat. This game is still young. However, Chase Petty on one side, three scoreless innings, six strikeouts. Now on the other side, Gunnar Hoglund. Two perfect innings, three strikeouts. Hoglund against 7-8-9. Cade Hunter, Hector Rodriguez, and Trey Faltini for the Dayton Dragons. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Gunnar Hoglund back to work. 6'4", 225 pounds. He's wearing number 36 on his black Lugnuts uniform, black cap with the silver luggy.
Righted a lefty. He deals to the catcher, Cade Hunter. First offering lifted out on the right side. Second baseman, Kobe Halter, says, leave me alone. Makes the catch. One pitch, one out. Kobe was waving his arms emphatically, saying, don't worry about it, I got it. And so they listened to him. Now Hector Rodriguez, once again, right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter, no score. He swings the first pitch and lifts it out to shallow right. Kobe Halter out, Kobe Thomas in, Kobe Thomas the call and the catch. You knew one of the Colbys was going to get there. Fly out to right, out number two on two pitches. Trey Faltini, you want to swing first pitch here? Be our guest. Trey Faltini enters this plate appearance 0 for his last 26 with 19 strikeouts. Former Texas Longhorn. Righty fires to righty. Joe's bunt, pulls back, called strike, outside corner. Wouldn't surprise me if he took again. That was just Hoagland's third pitch of the frame. Here's pitch number four of the third inning. He swings and misses. Strike two. Slider. Oh, baby. It is looking very easy for Hoagland at the moment. He has struck out three so far. He has set down eight in a row to open up the ballgame. He winds and deals to Faltini. Slider down and away. Go back a couple of days ago when Jacob Waters was on the mound. Set down the first 10, struck out eight. 1-2 from Hoagland. Swinging a foul straight back. Fastball at 91. Edwin Arroyo is waiting on deck. Hoagland, the number 7 pitching prospect in the A's org, according to Pipeline. Fires. Slider low and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Faltini. Overall, he is ranked Pipeline's number 19 Oakland Athletics prospect. Number 18 is in right field, Kobe Thomas. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball up and in. Got away from him. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Well, you don't want to walk Faltini. A man in the midst of an over 26 slump. 2 outs, base is empty. No score, last of the third. Here's the payoff. Fastball up and in, hit him. They do appeal the check swing. The bases umpire Wasson denies it, just to be on the safe side. Trey Faltini awarded first base. First base runner against Gunnar Hoagland. So top of the order, here comes round two, Edwin Arroyo, the switch-hitting shortstop from the left side. Tries his luck again against Hoagland, no score in the third. The first pitch, ground ball foul up the right side. I mentioned those Pipeline prospect rankings. Pipeline grades Gunnar Hoagland's control when he's on 60. In fact, in the 2021 draft, he was considered the very best command pitcher in the entire draft. A one pitch. Lopped it out to left field. Hangs up. Danny Bautista Jr. The catch. Brim height. Inning over. He's in command right now. 2 out HBP. That's all. Runner stranded. 3 innings complete. Scoreless from Dayton, Ohio.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on a lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
So let's go to the fourth inning. Lugnuts and Dragons, no score. Coming up to home plate for the Lugnuts, 3-4-5 in the order. Daniel Susak, Colby Thomas, and Brennan Malone. Here's the first pitch from Chase Petty. Strike called on the outside corner. Now, Petty this year has not gone longer than four innings in any outing. 0-1 to Daniel Susak. Outside, ball one. Susak's first time up, he swung at and missed three consecutive sliders. Not going to be deja vu. Petty fires. A chopper hit over Petty. The second baseman, Faltini, plays. Throws to first. Out number one. Well, judging on how things are going here today for Chase Petty, why would he stop at four innings? I believe that his pitch limit is 70. But unofficially, he's at 46 right now. Gunnar Hoagland's at 40. Talk about pitch efficiency. No score, top of the fourth. The pitch to Colby Thomas. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Slider down and away. And Colby missed that pitch by a couple of feet. Next offering. A weak bouncing ball up the third base side. Tough play, Stewart. Bare hands and eats it. And Colby is his second base hit. That's a one-out single. Put that ball into play, and simply too much speed for Sal Stewart. Now Brendan Malone, who singled his first time up. The two of them combined are 3-for-3. Every other batter in the ballgame, both teams combined, are 0-for. No other hits. Righty to righty. In fact, a pickoff throw goes away. Gets away from Rogers down the right side. Bounces into shallow right field. Thomas speeds around second. On his way for third. The throw by Hendrick is offline and high. Chase Petty had Colby Thomas picked off and dead to rights. But he simply threw it wildly right beyond Jack Rogers. Two base throwing error. And out of nowhere, the Lugnuts have the game's potential first run 90 feet away. Situation changes here if you're Brendan Malone. Infield in, here's the pitch. Ground ball, fair up the third base side. That's heading into the corner. Thomas jogs home. Brendan Malone's around for second base, pulling in there as Rodriguez digs it out and relays it in. RBI double for Brendan Malone. 1-0 Lugnuts. Sal Stewart hampered by being in, so he could not react on that grounder hit to the third baseman's right. The Lugnuts score first for a fifth consecutive game in the series, and it's the fifth game of the series. Now TJ Schofield, Sam batting left. The deal. Outside from Petty, ball one. Schofield Sam struck out his first time. Pitch on its way. Outside again. Two balls and no strikes. After the ground out to second by Susak, Thomas the infield single. Chase Petty the throwing error on the attempted pickoff. And I tell you, if the pickoff was accurate, Thomas was going to be at number two. There were going to be two outs, nobody on for Malone. Instead, Thomas flashed all the way around to third base and scores on the Malone double. Catcher Hunter out to the mound for a word with Chase Petty, just trying to settle him down. Obi Thomas and Brendan Malone are both 2-for-2 in the game. Entering play today, Malone had been 1-for-11 in this series. Thomas had been 4-for-15. A 2-0 pitch. Outside corner, strike call to T.J. Schofield-Sam. T.J.'s first time up. Got out in front 3-0 against Petty. But Petty came right back and struck him out. Petty sets. Here it is. Swing and a miss, strike two. He is burying him with that changeup. He's working in on the left-handed batter. Malone away from second, held on by Arroyo. The deal. Hit high in the air in a shallow left center. Arroyo goes out. Rodriguez in from left, rushing forward for the catch. It was a harder play for Rodriguez than it would have been for the shortstop Arroyo, but Arroyo yielded. And the 19-year-old makes the play. Malone stuck at second. Two outs. So it brings up the number 7 hitter, C.J. Rodriguez, Lugnuts starting catcher. Right-hander against right-hander. The pitch. Foul back our way and onto the rooftop right above our head. Here it comes down. And a fan reaches that, makes a nice catch without leaving their seat. It is 1-0 Lansing. Brandon Malone doubling home Colby Thomas. Here's the pitch. That's down and in. I have seen foul balls come right back up. We'll take care of you. A ball and a strike on CJ. Chase Petty looks back at Malone. Fires. Slider is ripped, hooking down the left field line. That ball is foul off into the netting. He had the right idea. He was a nanosecond too early. One ball and two strikes on CJ. Grounded out to the pitcher, Petty his first time. Petty has blinked first. Two hits and his own throwing error, netting the run. Trying to strand the runner Malone in scoring position. Delivers a 1-2 pitch. Strike three called on the outside corner. Side retired. Seventh strikeout for Chase Petty. But Malone doubles in Thomas. Runner left at second. Go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Lugnuts have the game's first lead up 1-0 in Dayton.
Dan, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking a question.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
So let's go to the bottom half of the fourth inning now. Lugnuts with the game's first lead. RBI double, Brendan Malone. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Gunnar Hoagland right back to the mound. We're expecting at some point that Yeison Sanchez will be the piggyback reliever. But right now, Gunner's worked on 40 pitches to get through three scoreless, hitless innings. All right, you want to be technical. There was a hit. He hit Trey Faltini with a pitch, and that's it. And the first pitch of the bottom of the fourth inning, tossed down an in ball one to Carlos Jorge. It's Jorge, Ibarra, and Hendrick, 2, 3, and 4 in the Dayton order. Right-handed pitcher to the left-handed batter. Jorge swings and misses. Way out in front. No balls and two strikes. And Dayton came into play today, hitting just .217 in this series. Here's the break even. Pop foul out of play to the left side. There is action in the Dayton pen. So Chase Petty might be done. He was putting together arguably his finest appearance of 2023. Still probably ranks up there when you consider 7 strikeouts and 4 innings. 4 hits, 1 run, his own throwing error. The pitch, swing and a miss. High cheddar tempted Jorge, and he is the 4th strikeout victim for Hoagland. Gun that ball around the horn, CJ Rodriguez. Gunner Hoagland rolling onward. Bring up Ruben Ibarra. Ibarra at the time that he struck out in the first inning, a strikeout victim number 2. Hoagland winds and throws. That's line foul. Lined hard and fell up the left side. And the Dayton Dragons guardian angel down in the pen, protecting the catcher and the reliever, picks it up and underhands it high over the netting into the crowd. Strike 1. Here's the pitch. Fouled straight back into the netting. Nothing at 2. I think I can safely say that nobody hits the ball harder on Dayton than Ruben Ibarra. A 2-strike pitch. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 5 for Hoagland. Down goes Ibarra. Straight changeup. Okay, to be quite frank, it wasn't all that straight. Two outs, nobody on for Austin Hendrick. Here's the pitch. Outside, barely, ball 1. Hendrick lined out to the right fielder, Thomas, his first time. 3 2/3, hitless, scoreless for Hoagland. Deals. That too just missed off the outside corner. 1-0, Lugnuts, last of the fourth. Hoagland lets it fly. Inside corner, strike called. Hendrick might have thought that that ball was a little too tight. He's the cleanup hitter in the order. Left-handed batter, the deal. Fouled up and away, left side. And from 2-0, count is even. Left foot in front of the right foot for Hoagland. Pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. Pulled the string and strikes out Hendrick. Hoagland strikes out the side in the fourth inning, doubling his strikeout total to 6 through 4 hitless. Off to the fifth. This is fun. Hoagland and the Lugnuts leading 1-0 in Dayton.
Hey, Ann, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo. Do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Awesome stuff so far from Gunnar Hoglund in his high A debut. Four hitless innings, six strikeouts. Only base runner against him, he hit Trey Faltini with a pitch. And that's been all. We enter the fifth. Lugnuts are up 1-0. Thanks to an RBI double by Brendan Malone last inning. And now they take on a new Dayton Dragons pitcher. Chase Petty is done. His 12th outing of four innings this year. Here's Jacob Heatherly dealing. On the first offering, poked foul on the ground right side. Strike one to Arybel Angeles. Angeles very late on a 95-mile-an-hour heater. Heatherly a high set. Southpaw brings it. Breaking ball, chopped down toward third, but it veers foul. Strike two. It was Colby Thomas and Brendan Malone were the thorns in Chase Petty's side today. A 20-year-old right-hander with the mustache that I'm not sure is a good idea. Four innings, four hits, one run. It was ruled unearned by the official score due to his own throwing error. No walks, seven strikeouts. And now Heatherly with the 0-2 to Angeles. Fastball called, strike three. Frozen. Whatever Arybel was looking for, it was not a fastball right down the middle. Bring up Colby Halter. Tomorrow, the series finale, Lansing and Dayton, 1:05 p.m. And the Lugnuts will have Mitch Myers on the mound against the Dragons' Carson Rudd. Lefty to lefty, the pitch. Halter squares, pulls back, ball one inside. Junior Perez in the top of the order on deck. 1-0 Lugnuts. Here's the pitch. Fastball for a called strike, 95 away. Halter struck out swinging against Petty his first time. Petty, that great last name. The deal, swing and a miss. Colby Halter finds himself in a 1-2 hole. I just think about it for auto racing. The king. Here's the 1-2. Fouled off into the screen. Chase Petty bringing Petty into baseball. Colby Halter, if you remember Shane Halter, the major leaguer for the Tigers, on one occasion played all nine positions in one game. I bet Colby Halter is capable of doing that. I'd have to see if he could play catcher. The 1-2 is lined on the left side. Arroyo takes it in out of the air. Two outs. I've asked Lugnuts managers in the past, would you consider on the last day of the year giving a guy a chance to play all nine innings? And each time they say, it's the catcher. Can he play catcher? I don't want to get him hurt. I don't want to hurt my pitchers. Jacob Heatherly to Junior Perez. Two outs, nobody on in the fifth. Buried it. Ball one. Pitcher, sure. Go out there, play pitcher. Outfield, infield, sure. Takes a special sort to be able to play catcher. Lefty to righty. 1-0 Nuts. The pitch. Low and in. Ball two to Junior Perez. Struck out twice against the starter, Petty. First time swinging, second time looking. Got him twice with sliders. Jacob Heatherly out of Coleman, Alabama. Fires low for ball three. And you know the Lugnuts want Perez with his great speed on the first base. That changes things up considerably. Heatherly, a big guy, 6'1", 234 pounds. 3-0. Low and in, ball four. First walk given out in this ball game, and I mean by either team. And it's Junior Perez who draws his team-leading 46th walk of the year. So here comes Danny Bautista Jr. Perez a threat to run. 40 steals. First pitch. Fouled off into the screen. No balls, one strike. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, how about a tale from the minor leagues? Tim Haggerty, the voice of the El Paso Chihuahuas, and his great stories from minor league baseballs over centuries worth of weirdness. The pitch, Bautista Jr. takes the ball outside. So I'll tell you one. The Class D Enid Harvesters were managed by Barney Childs in 1920. He had a first baseman named Dud Branham. Barney Childs released him in 1920, said Dud wasn't playing well. He was playing like a dud. The deal? Inside corner, call strike two to Danny Bautista Jr. Well, Dud Branham had money. So what did he do? He got released. He left the clubhouse. He went to the bank in downtown Enid. He bought the ballpark. He bought the team. He returned to the field. He fired the manager, and he put himself in charge. Bautista Jr. fouls off the high fastball. One ball and two strikes in the Lugnuts left fielder. There's a lesson in there somewhere, isn't there? There's something to be said, whatever you want to choose to think it is. The pitch. Bautista Jr. grabs it foul left side. Manager releases the first baseman. This is in Enid, Oklahoma. And the first baseman goes right to the local bank and buys the team and the stadium. Goes right back, says to the manager, I'm your boss. You're the one who's fired. I'm the manager now. 1920. Bautista Jr. takes ball two up and inside. I bet that there are some players who would dream of doing that. Just don't have the right relationship with their manager. Perez at first, two outs, 1-0 Lugnuts leading in the fifth. The pitch, fought off, foul into the screen. Wild. From Tim Haggerty's Tales from the Dugout. Tim going through all of the newspaper archives on all the wild stories he could find in minor league baseball. Voice of El Paso. Two balls, two strikes. Heatherly's pitch. Fouled off into the netting again by Danny. The man on deck is Daniel Susak. I do not think that anybody calls Daniel Susak Danny. I do not think that anybody calls Danny Bautista Jr. Dan or Daniel. It's a pretty good delineation as opposed to the two Colbys. Junior Perez does not run. Bautista Jr. lines it toward third. One hop to Sal Stewart. Throws across in time to Rogers. Side retired. Just a walk, nothing more against Jacob Heatherly. And we're halfway to the house from Dayton, Ohio. The Lugnuts won. The Dragons nothing.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Let me actually stop the break right there. Let's keep things right here in Dayton, Ohio, because we're about to hear God Bless America on this Air Force night in the Gem City.
God bless America.
To the prairies, to the ocean.
as in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's time for the bottom of the fifth inning, and Gunnar Hoagland returns to the hill for the Lugnuts. 1-0 Lansing leading in Dayton. 4 hitless innings for Hoagland in his debut. Deals. Sal Stewart hits the first pitch high in the air, down the left side. Long run over, shortstop Anales collides with Danny Bautista Jr. The catch is made. It's way out in left, and it's Anales who caught it. The shortstop, deep toward the left field corner, right beside the Dayton pen. A reveal, a big smile on his face. And there is at number one. That is a flyout to shortstop, I kid you not. And now Gunnar Hoagland, having dispatched Sal Stewart, deals to Jack Rogers. Cade Hunter on deck. The left-handed hitting Rogers, batting sixth. The pitch. Strike called, fastball inside corner. One to nothing, Lansing leads. Brandon Malone's RBI double in the fourth. The deal? Down. 1-1. And the Lansing pen, Yason Sanchez is warming. Here's the toss. Inside from Hoagland. 2-1 on Rogers, who struck out swinging his first time up. 6 strikeouts so far for Hoagland. The deal. A ground ball knocked down by Hoagland, left of the mound. Scrambles over, picks it up, fires to first. In time! He nips the speedy Rogers at the bag. 2 gone in the fifth inning. Next up, Cade Hunter. The pitching coach, Don Schulze, the athletic trainer, Eric Fast, and the manager, Craig Conklin, are all going out there to look at Gunnar right now after he made that defensive play. Checking the hand, checking in. Schulze immediately turns around. Eric Fast, a wide grin on the athletic trainer's face. He's 6'5", Hunklin's 6'4". All is well. Let's get back to the dugout. Craig Conklin had something to say to Eric. Two outs, nobody on. One out away from 5 hitless innings in his high A debut. Hoagland throws to Cade Hunter. Tripler foul right side. Strike 1. It would be nice to have more run support, but you take what you can get. Lugnuts are out hitting Dayton 4-0, outscoring them 1-0. The pitch to Hunter. That's down and away.
One ball and one strike. And the Virginia Tech Hokie. Hunter was drafted by the Cincinnati Reds in the fifth round last year. Left-handed batter. Pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. Looked like he was out in front of a fastball at 90. One and two. Just waved violently through it. Shift onto the infield against the left-handed batter. Third baseman Schofield Sam toward the shortstop hole. The pitch. That just missed. Off speed from Hoagland. Aimed for the outside corner. Maybe a little below the knees. Two balls and two strikes. The windup. The toss. Yanked foul on a line into the netting on the right side. Unofficially for Hoagland right now, 63 pitches. I would say this is going exactly as they could have hoped. 1-0 Lugnuts. Two outs, nobody on. Two ball, two strike pitch. Up high. Fastball to show it to him. Count is full on Hunter. On deck, Hector Rodriguez. The Aison Sanchez is ready in the Lugnuts pen. To finish five innings. The deal. Swing and a miss. He got Hunter. And Gunnar Hoagland finishes with his seventh strikeout. Five hitless, scoreless innings in his high A debut. His catcher Rodriguez walks off the field with him. Let's go to the sixth. Lugnuts on top. 1-0 over Dayton.
The Same House was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The Same House, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Onward into the sixth inning from Dayton, Ohio, the Gem City. Daniel Susak takes ball one from the lefty Jacob Heatherly. 1-0 the Lugnuts lead. Susak, Thomas Malone, 3-4-5. Southpaw's ready. Fires. Right-handed batter lays off the off-speed low. Two balls and no strikes. Gunnar Hoagland, 64 pitches, 43 strikes, 5 innings. No hits, no walks, no runs, 7 strikeouts. Oh, yeah, man. 2-0. Susak takes ball three inside. We have a new third baseman for the Dayton Dragons in Jan Contreras. I wonder what happened to Sal Stewart. He's out of the game. Jan Contreras had not played in the series, but he's in right now. Heatherly is 3-0. Strike called outside corner. 3-1 to Susak. Daniel Susak has struck out, and he's grounded out to second. You know, I mentioned this is the Gem City. Heatherly's pitch. Low and in, ball four. Susak is on for the first time today. That is his 39th walk of the year. You couldn't blame me for wondering why. Why is Dayton the Gem City? I was reading an article earlier today published in the local media, and they interviewed a number of folks around Dayton. And one Daytonite said, "I'm still looking for the gems. Where are the gems of Dayton?" Here's a diamond in front of us. Colby Thomas takes a called strike. Outside corner. Colby's been a real find. Gem in his own right. 2 for 2, 2 singles, 1 run scored. Only run of the game. Doubled in by Brendan Malone. 2 for 2, who's waiting on deck. Zusak at first, the pitch. Inside. 1 ball, 1 strike. So why is Dayton considered the Gem City? And we see Gem City everywhere. In fact, here in Dayton, out beyond the Dragon's Lair, the seating spot in left field, there's a huge black sign that says Gem City in white lettering. The pitch. Swing and a miss at the high cheddar. 94. Strike 2 for Colby. Well, from what I read, back in 1845, a reporter named T. That's it, the letter. Not even Mr. T. Just T. Wrote that Dayton was a gem in terms of how well the city was maintained. 1-2. Check swing. Called strike 3 on the inside corner. He's down watching. First time today that Dayton has gotten Colby out. On the second strikeout for Heatherly. A one away for Brendan Malone. That's it. 1845. The city's a gem. It's very clean. And that would explain it, except that the next mention of gem was in 1882. Here's the pitch. Brendan Malone takes ball 1 up and away. So you figure that if that's the reason for it being the Gem City, it would have been talked about and written about an awful lot, but it wasn't. Ball 1 offering, lefty to righty. Brought off foul into the screen on the right side. 1 ball, 1 strike. In 1885, that's when it really stuck. And that's when folks around this area started truly referring to Dayton. Gem City, Gem City, Gem City. Newspaper print otherwise. The 1-1. Strike 2 called on the outer edge to Malone. Single in the second, RBI double in the fourth. 1-0 Lugnuts lead. Batting in the sixth inning with Susak at first and one out. So could that be the reason why? Sure, maybe. Here's the 1-2. That's outside. One of the two Dayton Dragons mascots is named Gem. The other one, Heater, which is a great name for a dragon who lives at a baseball stadium. Bring the fire. Here's the 2-2. Malone fouls it back. There was an alternate theory given as to why Dayton's the Gem City, that there was a racehorse named Gem. So maybe it was Gem's City. But I'm much more likely to believe the one that the historians believe, which is that Dayton was just so well-maintained. Malone takes a called strike 3 on the fastball. He's down watching. That's back-to-back strikeouts looking against Heatherly after the leadoff walk to Susak. So Susak at first, two outs for T.J. Schofield-Sam. The pitch. Breaking ball inside. We saw Jacob Heatherly pitching earlier in the series, and he was highly effective. Tossed 2 innings, struck out 3. Struck out Daniel Susak on that occasion. Struck out T.J. Schofield-Sam. He fires. A dribbler right up the mound. Heatherly over, under his glove, and everybody is safe. The big man trying to field his position could not bend down far enough. Official score decision. Susak to second. Schofield Sam on at first. Two on, two out for C.J. Rodriguez. Over 2 with a comebacker and a strikeout. Lefty deals to righty. Pitch on its way. Low and outside, ball 1. Nothing's gone up there on the big video board yet. Still reads 4 hits for the Lugnuts, 1 error for Dayton. Now, a 5th hit given to Lansing. Infield single, T.J. Schofield-Sam. 1-0 Lugnuts lead in the 6th. Heatherly throws. Fastball backs away, C.J. 2 balls and no strikes. The gem tonight was Gunnar Hoglund with his 5 hitless innings, 7 strikeouts. And the thing for the Lugnuts is to make that stand up and add some insurance to this slim lead. Catcher Cade Hunter out to the mound. No action in the Dayton pen. Meanwhile, in the Lugnuts pen, Jason Sanchez is warming up. He has 3 fellows watching him right behind him. I think it's James Gonzalez, Christian Fernandez, and Josh Wainwright. Sanchez finishes his warm-up pitches. He's actually coming to the dugout right now. A 2-0 from Heatherly. Outside ball 3. It's so interesting to see Sanchez and catcher Carlos Amaya entering the dugout first base side. My guess is we're going to see Sanchez for the bottom of the 6th inning. That Hoglund is done. 3-0. Low and in ball 4. The bases are loaded by Heatherly. Rodriguez to first, Schofield Sam to second, Susak to third. Keep in mind how they have reached those bases here this frame. Pitching coach Todd Naskadoff is heading out to the mound. Leadoff walk to Susak. Heatherly responded well with the back-to-back strikeouts looking of Thomas and Malone. But the infield single by Schofield Sam and a roller back to Heatherly, reaching down to his backhand, and it crept under his glove. And now Rodriguez draws the free pass. A. Rebielanales is coming up with a lug nut at every base and 2 outs in the top of the 6th inning. Pitching mound meeting. Today in Lansing lug nuts history, August the 26th. It was 2013. The lug nuts take on the Dayton Dragons at home in Michigan State Capitol. Jordan Leyland went 3-for-5, knocked in 6 runs, including a grand slam. Chris Hawkins drew 4 walks. That tied the single-game franchise record. Dalton Pompey tied the single-game franchise record, scoring 5 runs. Lugnuts beat the Dragons 18-6. Back to play here. Base loaded, 2 outs. Lefty to righty. Anales takes a called strike on the outside corner. It was August 26, 2018, when Brandon Grudzelanik, right here in Dayton, homered off the Dragon's Claw. A monstrous homer. The pitch, off speed, low and away. A. Rebielanales coming into play today with an 11-game hitting streak. Grounded out to third in the second inning, struck out looking in the fifth. That last strikeout against the reliever Heatherly. Bases loaded, 1-0 Nuts. The pitch hit foul up in the air off the right side. 1-2. Bottom part of the order. Number 9 hitter Colby Halter waiting, watching. Heatherly sets and deals. Fastball high and wide, and what a job by Cade Hunter. The catcher jumped up and backhand stabbed it to his right. My, oh my. 2-2. Susak at third, Schofield Sam at second, Rodriguez at first. The set, the pitch. Off speed bounced in, and Hunter was equal to that task too. 3-2, and A. Rebielanales, who has walked only 10 times this year, and this is his 100th game of the season. Batting average up to 261. Hitting brilliantly as of late. Payoff with the runners moving. Hit foul in the air, drifting right, out of play. Those runners once again ready to take off. Action pitch, 3-2, 2 out. 1-0 Lansing leading in the 6th. Here it is. Strike 3 called. Anales was frozen on a fastball in the 5th. He was frozen on a fastball here to end the 6th.
Two walks, one hit, three runners left on. It's still a 1-0 Lugnuts lead. Going to the bottom of the sixth inning from Day Air Ballpark.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin. UVB rays burn. And both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Here's Yeson Sanchez as we go to the bottom of the sixth. Gunnar Hoglund's day officially done. For the right-hander out of Ole Miss, 64 pitches, 43 strikes, 5 innings, no hits, no runs, no walks, 1 HBP, 7 strikeouts. 1-0 Lugnuts lead. Yeson Sanchez throws on the first offering. Bounced down the first base side by Hector Rodriguez. Brandon Malone takes it to his left and right to his bag for the out. One away on one pitch for Yeson. Bring up Trey Baltini, the number 9 hitter, and the only base runner for Dayton against Gunnar Hoglund. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Baltini hit by a pitch with two outs in the third inning on a 3-2 offering. First pitch here on the sixth. Swings and fouls it back. Strike one. Yeson Sanchez. Welcome back to the mound. First time that we saw him, he was starting against the Great Lakes Loons. Left foot in front of the right foot. The skinny right-hander. Winds and throws. Fastball caught off the hands. Right field. There's Colby Thomas to make the catch. Two down. Yeson attacking with his fastball. Top of the order in Edwin Arroyo. No hits for the Dragons. Two outs into the home sixth inning. Switch hitter batting left. Open stance. Knees bent. Socks pulled up. Third baseman way off his line. Sanchez steps off the rubber. Now the catcher Rodriguez goes out for a conversation. That first outing for Yeson was a little bit of a nightmare for the young right-hander. 22 years of age out of La Romana, Dominican Republic. He was greeted by the Great Lakes Loons. Taylor Young immediately singled. Alex Freeland, an RBI double, the first two batters that he faced in high A. Great Lakes then scored two more runs in that first inning. RBI singles from Kenneth Betancourt and Damon Keith. The pitch. Strike called outside corner, off speed to Edwin Arroyo. And then before he was done, he allowed a couple of solo home runs. Chris Aline and Yeno Fernandez. The pitch just missed off the inside corner. Count is 1-1. So in all, three innings plus, he did strike out 5 Great Lakes Loons. And the Lugnuts rallied back and won the ballgame 7-5. He fires. Arroyo lines it, caught by Yeson. Side retired. Is shaking his left hand. He threw it at 95. It came back at him harder than that. Boomerang ball. And let's go to the seventh. Lugnuts 1, Dragons nada.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Dayton calls to the bullpen. Brooks Crawford is checked in, the right-hander. Rule 5 selection out of the Giants organization. Dragons trailing the Lugnuts 1-0, six innings down. We raise the curtain on the seventh. Crawford the righty deals to Colby Halter, batting left. He lays down a bunt, third base side, difficult play. Crawford picks it up, throws late to first. Nice job by Jack Rogers coming off the bag and knocking down the one hopper. Otherwise, Halter keeps running. Bingo for Colby. A bunt single opening up the seventh inning. Beautifully done by the Florida Gator. Welcome to the ballgame, Brooks Crawford. Crawford, the Clemson Tiger, now takes on the top of the order. Lugnuts leading 1-0. Junior Perez, Danny Bautista Jr. on deck, Daniel Susak in the hole. All righties against the righty Crawford. First pitch to Jr. Gives them the breaking ball for a called strike one. Halter runs, the pitch hit in the air out to left field. Rodriguez back to his left. That baseball is gone! A two-run shot for Junior Perez to the right of the video board. 3-0 Lugnuts. The junior circuit. Perez with his 11th homer of the year. And there's some breathing room here in the seventh. 389 feet. Now Danny Bautista Jr. against Crawford. Fastball high, ball one. Well now, that makes things a little bit safer, right? The pitch, breaking ball down and away. That said, we remember, first game of the series, Lugnuts brought a 4-0 lead to the bottom of the eighth. Dayton won 5-4. It was Junior Perez who dropped a fly, two outs in the ninth, helping Dayton win. 2-0 for Danny Bautista Jr. Line drive, right center field. That's down for a base hit. And center Carlos Jorge picks it up and plays it in. Single for Danny Bautista Jr. And the bats are lively to greet Brooks Crawford. It has gone single, homer, single. Daniel Susak 0 for 2 with a walk. First pitch, he fouls it back to the screen. He was ready to launch. First run of the game for the Lugnuts, an RBI double by Brendan Malone in the fourth. And nothing after that until here on the top of the seventh inning against the reliever Crawford. Meanwhile, no hits for Dayton. Bautista Jr. is running. Crawford steps off the rubber, feed second. Tag applied in time. Bautista Jr. is out. He took off while Crawford still held the baseball. And Danny is caught trying to steal for the 11th time this year and 29 attempts. So one out, nobody on. The pitch to Susak. A fastball for a called strike two. Outside corner at 92 miles per hour. Let's answer the trivia question of the game in the bottom half of the seventh inning. What do you say? On 0-2. Down and away. One ball and two strikes. Earlier this series, Daniel Susak had a game in which he reached five times. The pitch, high, two balls and two strikes. As a matter of fact, Susak and Aribil Anales all year have been the best Lugnuts batters against Dayton Dragons pitchers. Little lofter up the right side and foul. Keep it right here, 2-2 on Susak. Elsewhere in the Midwest League, Cedar Rapids is romping in South Bend 13-3 in the top of the fifth inning. This a day after South Bend beat up on Cedar Rapids 18-2. Turnabout is fair play. Great Lakes is leading Fort Wayne 4-0 in Midland, Michigan, top of the fifth. The pitch, Susak rounds it right past the first baseman Rogers. Base hit right field. Susak's first knock of the game. And comes the throw from Austin Hendrick. It's a single for Daniel. Boy, do you rue Danny Bautista Jr. getting caught trying to steal second. Otherwise, you consider this going single, homer, single, single. Crawford has not retired a batter yet. The only out on the base runner. Susak on, one down. Colby Thomas now, 2-for-3 with two singles and a run scored. 3-0 Nuts, the deal. Check swing foul into the net, right side. Junior Paris' two-run homer, putting the Lugnuts up 3-0 in the top of the seventh inning. Susak's a threat to run if Crawford forgets about him. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good slider away. Everybody in the East chasing West Michigan, and the Whitecaps are on top at Peoria 2-0, going to the sixth inning at Dozer Park. The Whitecaps have found out, though, that their leads are not safe. The Chiefs have made a habit of rallying back against them. The 0-2. Tapped foul off the end of the bat. Back into the right side. No balls and two strikes. It stays on Colby Thomas, the cleanup hitter. And the third rounder last year from Mercer. A's number 18 prospect. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Gone on strikes. Fastball at 91, up and in. So here's Brandon Malone. Malone is 2-for-3 with a single, the RBI double for the Lugnuts' first run, and a strikeout looking last inning. Susak at first, 3-0 Lansing the seventh, the pitch. Fastball fouled off into the screen. Credit Brooks Crawford going right at these Lugnuts hitters after the first four hit safely against him. Big hitters too. Deals. Slider outside. Nine hits today for the Lugnuts. Two-hit games for Thomas and Malone. A hit apiece for Perez, Bautista, Susak, Schofield, Sam, and Halter. Who began this inning with a bunt single. Here's the pitch. Fastball rides up and in. And on the other side, Gunnar Hoagland, five hitless. Yeison Sanchez, a perfect bottom of the sixth. Lugnuts are looking for a third straight win in this series. 2-1 pitch to Malone. Down and away. Three balls and a strike.
Here's the 3-1. That's high, and that's ball four. First walk given up by Crawford, and Susak moves up to second. Two outs for TJ Schofield-Sam. David Lockman emails in with a great question. It's all about a lively fastball. TJ Schofield-Sam is stepping in. At first here is the pitching coach, Todd Naskadov. Susak at second, Malone at first, two down, two runs in, 3-0 Lugnuts. Crawford is about to face his seventh batter of the inning. All right, now Brooks Crawford has used 21 pitches in this frame. So David is wondering, how in the world do you know if a pitch is lively? How in the world do you know if a guy has a lively fastball? And I think that there are a couple of ways that I can answer your question, David. The first is, I like it for a fastball that hops. And there are a lot of different ways that you can describe this. A fastball that has carry, a fastball that jumps. Generally, it's not a fastball that sinks. A batter expects a fastball to naturally have a sinking motion down to home plate. Gravity is pulling the pitch down. Here's TJ Schofield-Sam batting left. The righty kicks and throws. Down and in, ball one. Well, if the fastball is spinning enough, that can help it resist the gravity. If you remember Joey Murray, when he was a Lugnut back in 2019, we talked about his invisible. It stayed on a higher plane than the batter was expecting. It appeared to hop up a little higher when it arrived. There's the 1-0. Breaking ball curves in for a called strike in the inside corner. Now it is called a pitcher who has a carry fastball. There are a lot of different ways that you can call it. There was a closer for the Yankees, Joe Page, Hoppin' Joe Page with his Hoppin' fastball because it finished higher than you expected. That is a lively fastball. 1-1, fouled off into the screen. That is, it's not sinking as it's coming in. If that fastball appears to have a hop on the end, or if you see the batter consistently swinging under it, expecting it to be lower, that is a lively fastball. It's how it finishes. If it resists that sink. 1-2. Lashed on a line foul, hooked up the right side, bouncing in front of and then away from the Lugnuts pen. 1-2 on TJ Schofield-Sam. There are pitchers who throw a fastball at, 98, 99. Some guys throw 100, 101. And batters still are able to turn it around because it's so straight. It's all about the fact that it's not straight and that a batter swings through it. Fastball that's getting swings and misses. Lively. The pitch. Swing and a miss. At a lively fastball. 92 and up. Brooks Crawford throws a lively ball. When it's 92 and you can fire it right back, right past a guy like TJ Schofield-Sam or Colby Thomas, lively. And David, I hope that helps you. Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. As we hit the stretch, Junior Perez's 2-run homer has lifted the Lugnuts to a 3-0 lead. Yason Sanchez back to the mound. Stretch it out with me. Bottom of the seventh coming up.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
A two-run homer by Junior Perez has given the Lugnuts a 3-0 lead over the Dayton Dragons. We open up the bottom of the seventh, a called strike one from Yeison Sanchez to Carlos Jorge. A slender right-hander kicks and throws. Jorge swings late on a fastball, fouled it into his own dugout, third base side. Strike two. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Sanchez in his second inning of work out of the pen. The sixth inning was perfect. Now facing the left-handed hitting center fielder. Deals. Fastball high. 93 here on the stadium gun. Ball one. Jorge Ibarra Hendrick. 2-3-4 batters in the Dayton order. Pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. He's gone. And the first strikeout from Sanchez comes via the off-speed. Changeup from Yeison. Now Ruben Ibarra. 0 for 2, two swinging strikeouts. That was against the starter Gunnar Hoglund. Now against the reliever Sanchez. Here's the pitch. Slider swung at and missed. Strike one. Crowd is getting nervous. 3 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Nuts. No runs, no hits. 1 error for the Dayton Dragons. Ibarra goes for a walk. Ruben Ibarra has been one of the hotter Dayton Dragons hitters as of late. Righty, righty. One out, nobody on. At 0-1. Fastball called a strike in the outside corner. 95 on the gun. Nothing in two. The native of the Dominican Republic, Yeison Sanchez, lets it fly. Down and away. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Outfield straight up and playing very, very deep. Danny Bautista Jr. is out to where left center, elbows out. Here's the pitch to Ibarra. Check swing, slider down the way. He went! Strike three. Tag applied by C.J. Rodriguez. Ibarra strikes out for a third time. Two gone in the seventh. Ibarra shouting out at the bases umpire Wasson. Austin Hendrick is 0 for 2. He's lined out hard to right, and he struck out swinging. Two outs, nobody on. Sanchez throws. Line drive, hooked down the right field line, but foul into the netting. And strike one. The only base runner of the ball game for Dayton. Trey Faltini hit by a pitch with two outs in the third inning. That is it. They are down 3-0. The windup, the pitch from Sanchez. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Yeison is looking tremendous. What a change from his first time on the mound against Great Lakes. It began this year with Stockton. He was reassigned from the ports to the Arizona Complex League, and then he jumped up to High A Lansing. Fires the 0-2. Change up, down and away. This is the cleanup batter in the Dayton order. Sanchez is kicking around on the mound. The step back, the leg kick, the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Hendrick strikes out and finishes down on one knee. Yeison Sanchez strikes out the side. We go to the eighth inning. Dayton still without a base hit. Lugnuts leading 3-0.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
We go to the eighth inning. It's 3-0, Lugnuts leading in Dayton. The Dragons only have one base runner, and that was an HBP in the third. As we open up this eighth, C.J. Rodriguez, the Lugnuts catcher, first pitch. And there, called the strike from the righty, Brooks Crawford. Rodriguez, Anales, Halter against the Dayton reliever. Will had four straight hits last inning in his first inning of work. The pitch hit in the air, right side. Second baseman Faltini backs up onto the grass. He's under. He's got the catch. And there's one down. What a night this has been in Dayton, Ohio. And with Jordan Schusterman in attendance, no less. Those eyes of the Dayton Dragons high atop the video board have had no reason to glow red. Righty, righty, a rebuild on Anales waits. Crawford offers. Outside corner, strike called. Anales is 0-3 with two strikeouts. His 11-game hitting streak could be on the line right here. And 0-1. The breaking ball called the strike, and now it's nothing and two. It occurs to me I promised you that I would answer the trivia question of the game in the bottom of the seventh inning. I did not. Let's answer it right here and right now. Which U.S. president, 0-2, down and away, was the very first to own a percentage of a professional baseball team? Which president was the very first to own part of a pro baseball team? I asked the question, you answered. Correct answers came in. Here's the 1-2. Slider grounded to third base, grabbed by Contreras. Those to first, and received by Rogers for out number two. Stefan Gleiberman, Marsha Buller, and Leanne Cook all riding in. Warren Harding, you are right on. So here's the story with Harding. In Marion, he was running the Marion Daily Star, a team in the Class D Ohio State League. And he decided, why not? I love baseball. Let me make this purchase. Here's the pitch to Colby Halter. Down and in, ball one. So the Class D Marion Diggers, Harding purchased a share in them. They finished second in the Ohio State League. He got very close with the team. A called strike in the outside corner. Now, Harding was the president of the U.S. 1921 to 1923. Died in office, the Teapot Dome scandal. He purchased them a decade earlier in 1911. Anyway, there's your answer. Now, this pitch is high. So congratulations, Stefan, Marsha, Leanne. You all got Warren Harding right. And then later on, I think George Bush, famous part of the Texas Rangers ownership group. 2-1. Bunt shown, pulled back, called a strike. Count is 2-2 and halted. Two outs, nobody on, top of the eighth. Lugnuts leading in Dayton 3-0. The left-handed batter against the right-handed reliever, Crawford. Thanks for playing. Hey, the Class D Ohio State League. Marion Diggers represents. Halter fouls off this pitch, ear to the screen. Two and two on the Florida Gator. A strikeout, a line out, a bunt single. He scored ahead of Junior Perez in the home run last inning, giving the Lugnuts this 3-0 lead. The deal? Inside from Crawford. 3-2. So Clemson against Florida, the matchup. A Tiger on the mound, Brooks Crawford, the Rule 5 draftee from the Giants org, against the 17th router a month ago. Halter waits. Payoff pitch. Broken bat ground ball to the second baseman, Faltini. The Texas Longhorn makes the play to first in time. And the side retired in perfect fashion by Crawford. We're going to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Lugnuts 3, the Dragons nothing, from Dayton, Ohio and Dayair Ballpark.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over. And that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers. But there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
As we go to the bottom of the eighth inning, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler joined by a special guest. As we've gone on road trips, you know it's good to keep good company. Jordan Schusterman joins me on the air right now. Let's mic check this.
Hello, hello, hello.
Last of the eighth inning. Lugnuts 3, Dayton Dragons nothing. Yeison Sanchez back to the mound. This has been the right kind of game for you to attend.
I would say so, my dear friend Jesse. Always a pleasure to run into you during any baseball season, and a beautiful night here in Dayton.
Sal Stewart started in this spot. Here's Yan Contreras, who replaced him, who takes a called strike. First plate appearance of the game for Contreras. Contreras so far hitting 160 through 18 games, 8 for 50 with the Dragons. Here's the pitch. Slider down and away. A one ball, one strike. So your thoughts first on the pitching matchup, Gunnar Hoglund and Chase Petty.
It kind of delivered, right?
Yes.
Very different styles, but I quite enjoyed watching both of them do their thing.
1-1. Strike two called on the outside corner. Now there's something going on right now.
I think I noticed that, yeah.
Only base runner of the ball game for Dayton and HBP in the third, Trey Faltini. Here's the deal. He went around on the pitch down and away. Tag applied by Rodriguez. There's the strikeout and the first out of the bottom of the eighth. Sanchez has struck out 4 in a row.
Let's give Gunnar Hoglund some credit. First start here in high A.
Yes.
And while, you know, I know he's been working his way back from Tommy John, a big prospect coming out of Ole Miss. But the command was really, really sharp, right? And the changeup looks fantastic. So I know he's only throwing 91-92, but he looked really good tonight.
I would argue centerpiece of the Matt Chapman trade.
Absolutely.
The pitch to Jack Rogers. Line drive right side over Halter. Base hit right field. First hit today for the Dayton Dragons. And Jack Rogers delivers it. A one-out single in the bottom of the eighth.
You know, earlier tonight, I texted the broadcaster for the Sam Houston State Bearcats, who had Jack Rogers there a few years back.
Bearcats with a K?
Bearcats with a K. Hashtag eat 'em up cats. And I said, hey, Jack Rogers, tell me about Jack Rogers. He said, oh, gorgeous lefty swing. And unfortunately, we saw it here tonight.
Dayton was no hit here at home earlier this year by Fort Wayne. Jacob Marcy, a diving catch. First pitch down low to Cade Hunter. So now the story of the game switches. Dayton a couple of days ago, down 4-0 in the bottom of the eighth inning to Lansing, rallied for a 5-4 win. Jack Rogers a 2-run homer on that night. Cade Hunter, batting seventh in the order. The pitch. Line drive over second base, hit right field. Rogers takes the turn. Kobe Thomas is throw in, cut by Anales. A throw on the first base tag, not in time. Hunter got back in. Brendan Malone thought that they had him. Back-to-back singles. Dragons are at the corners. And the tying run is coming up in Hector Rodriguez.
Funny how things change in this here baseball. This here baseball world, you think you're seeing one thing, and then suddenly you're seeing something very different.
It is what is told to every broadcaster as Don Schulze, the pitching coach, goes to the mound. Every single broadcaster is told, right, get ready for each pitch. Because
that's all you can do.
What happens on that pitch, you're not sure. I was told very early on, never be surprised.
No.
And still we get surprised.
And still, fools. Fools, but that is why we never get tired of it. As Hector Rodriguez coming up here, the 8-hitter for the Dragons. They can turn it over to the kind of more fearsome bats of Arroyo, Jorge, and Ibarra. Dayton might really be in business. They're gonna need to tackle. If Dayton wants to win this game, they're gonna have to add on, I think, in this inning. This is obviously by far their best opportunity to drive in a run. No one's even reached second base. I mean, this is, you know, they have runners on the corners.
Rogers at third, Hunter at first. There's one man out. Sanchez's pitch, low, ball one. Hector Rodriguez, the number 8 hitter, acquired via trade with the New York Mets for Tyler Naquin last year. Hunter at first does run fairly well, held on by Brendan Malone. Jason Sanchez readies. Fires. Down low. And the catcher, C.J. Rodriguez, right upon it. The trouble for Yeason in the past had been allowing the home run ball.
Hmm. Is this like a reverse jinx? Like how we...
I mean...
I'm trying to understand. Are we putting that into the world, or are we saying it so that it doesn't happen? I guess we're going to about to find out here. 2-0 pitch to Rodriguez.
On its way. Swinging a foul at home plate. So, in general...
Yes.
I believe... in 0% of a jinx.
Yes, same.
And then let me offer you a however. The part of me that doesn't believe in the jinx says, whatever we say has no bearing on the game. That's disrespectful to all these guys' drills.
I agree with that.
But people listening to us could believe
they
that we
sure
can
do.
Jinx. Rodriguez takes ball three inside.
Something I'm constantly fascinated by in late and close minor league situations is you're not necessarily managing. You know, you want to win, right? But you're going to let him kind of figure it out, right?
Yes.
You're not going to go to the bullpen because this is a must-win game. You're going to let Sanchez figure it out.
Bullpen is quiet. 3-1 to Rodriguez on its way. The 19-year-old rips it for the right side. Base hit right field past the diving halter. Rogers scores. Now Hunter's on his way for third base. A throw arrives in late. And on the throw, Rodriguez takes second. Dayton's on the board down 3-1 on the RBI single. And because of the throw in and the extra base taken, tying runs are in scoring position for the Dragons.
Rodriguez coming in, delivering not just the first run of the game for the Dragons, but really putting them in excellent position to get back in this ball game. Going to be absolutely crucial to get Faltini here.
Well, Trey Faltini is 0 for his last 27.
Oh, boy.
With 19 strikeouts.
Oh, boy. That explains batting ninth.
There's one out. And the first pitch. Ground ball foul left side.
Trey Faltini, a marvelous defensive shortstop coming out of the University of Texas. And guy I remember seeing last year in the College World Series. But hitting is hard, Jesse. There you go. There's some analysis for you.
So, I've heard that.
You know, maybe he can fit, but the hitting is hard. But he's here for his glove.
3-1, Lugnuts lead. Faltini lifts it right field. Back goes Kobe Thomas. Back he goes at the wall. Kobe can't make the catch. It's down. Hunter scores. Rodriguez is on his way in. Relay throw the tag. He's out at the plate. The Lugnuts still retain the lead for the moment. Trey Faltini breaks the schneid. He lands at second. And it's 3-2 Lugnuts leading the Dayton Dragons in the bottom of the eighth.
Absolute rocket from Faltini. We just said he was, what, 0 for 26 with a bunch of strikeouts. And now he lines one. Looks like on the replay, Thomas did get there. And the ball got to his glove right as he was colliding into the wall. So the ball falls for a double for Faltini. And they got him out at home, though. Very impressive. I know Rodriguez was waiting to see if that ball was caught. But now the tying runner's on second base in the form of Faltini as Arroyo takes a huge rip at the first pitch from Sanchez. It is 0-1.
Edwin Arroyo in this series is 2 for 15.
Well, it worked for Faltini, so maybe.
He's 0 for 3 with 2 strikeouts today. The pitch, grounded foul right side. Yason Sanchez and the Lugnuts are one out away from escaping this eighth inning. Because of the play at the plate, Hector Rodriguez tagged out by C.J. Rodriguez,
yes.
No relation.
Yes.
Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, Jordan Schusterman with you. Perhaps you hear Alon Goldberg-Strassler. At second, Faltini with speed. The deal from Yason Sanchez. Down and away, and what a job by C.J. Rodriguez getting right on it. Do you remember him at Vanderbilt?
I certainly do. We were actually having a conversation earlier about, I guess for some reason talking about Chase Petty and New Jersey pitchers, talking about Jack Leiter, and I was like, Jack Leiter's catcher is right here, C.J. Rodriguez. Of course I remember him at Vandy.
Only man to work with two Kumar pitchers.
That's a great fun fact.
Ground ball right side, grabbed by Brendan Malone. Steps on first, inning over.
Oh, boy.
You ready for the ninth?
We're headed for a wild finish here.
2 runs on 4 hits for the Dayton Dragons in the bottom of the eighth inning. Their first 4 hits of the game. 3-2. Lugnuts lead in Dayton.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all.
What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lugnuts no-hitter is over. However, the lead still remains. And as we go to the ninth inning, it's 3-2 Lugnuts on top of the Dayton Dragons. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler from Dayton, Ohio. So glad to have you along here with us. Let's turn up that crowd sound just a touch. Let's turn up Jordan just a touch.
Oh, we're back, baby. Yeah. Here we go. Junior Perez. Going to maybe get some insurance. We're not going to see Sanchez for the ninth, are we? Maybe?
Well, as we look down to the bullpen, it's quiet.
Oh, boy. All right.
Brooks Crawford still in, and Junior Perez takes ball one up and inside. Acquired from the San Diego Padres via trade in 2020. Player to be named later.
Oh.
They named him later.
For which trade was that?
Let me pull out my handy-dandy.
It was separate trade from Angeles, right?
Yes. Angeles was traded April 2022 for Sean Manaea.
That one I remember for sure.
Yes.
But Junior Perez.
Junior was traded. San Diego
he
Padres.
Named.
He was named for Jorge Mateo.
Jorge Mateo.
Yes.
My goodness.
It was June that Mateo was traded by the ace of the Padres.
He really has blossomed in Baltimore.
Ground ball foul wide of third.
On his fourth team, I guess.
It's one of those things where each team continually saw potential. And he waited to see who could tap it.
His physical tools, my goodness.
Yes. Speaking of physical tools.
Absolutely. It's kind of fitting. Sometimes you see that in trades. Even if it's for an upper level, for a lower level, you kind of want to tap into that same physical upside. And I think it seems like Junior Perez is that kind of player.
He is a well-kept secret right now for folks who don't know. 11th homer of the season came 2 innings ago. And that was big. It made it 3-0 Lugnuts. They're up 3-2. He swings and lines this pitch over short. Base hit left center. He has speed. He rounds first base. He gives a look. He hangs that right there as Jorge gets in the throw.
And I think that Junior Perez, like Mateo, now Mateo's, you know, top of the scale runner, but surprising power from not a big, you know, package.
Yes.
He doesn't look necessarily like the most physical guy, but as we saw earlier in the game, he's got some real juice.
40 steals this season. Leads away from first, nobody out. Danny Bautista Jr. takes a called strike at the letters.
So was Junior Perez also recently promoted?
No, he spent this entire year here.
Okay, he's been here. Here we go.
And he started off the year 5-for-60.
Oh, that's
But he's
that's
been
tough.
Better since then.
Again, what I say before, hitting's hard.
Hitting is hard. He's making it look easier. Pick up the over. He's safe. Started to lean.
I would say that if I was broadcasting games every night, I would be saying that. Way too. I just like, sorry guys, hitting's hard. Hitting is very challenging.
And then you see games where there's a ton of hits,
and
you say,
and you're like, "Oof, pitching!
Pitching is very difficult.
It's just a struggle."
0-1, strike two called. Good hook inside corner. Danny Bautista Jr. is 1-for-4 with a single his last time up, but he left too early. Crawford stepped off the rubber and fed the second baseman Faltini for the tag at the bag. 0-2 here, outside. When we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, the Dragons will have the 2, 3, and 4 hitters up in Jorge, Ibarra, and Hendrick. The Lugnuts looking for insurance. Lansing's last two nights, they have defeated the Dragons by 3-2 scores. Fly ball left field. Back on it, Rodriguez fades toward the track. Room to make the catch. And Perez dashes back to first base. One down.
Nice swing on that. You mentioned us texting you earlier,
yeah.
Jesse. This is, we have Mr. Susak coming up,
yes.
I believe.
Would you like any materials that I have up here?
Well, no, I want to hear you. You're the material, Jesse. So tell me about what you've seen from Susak so far.
Not yet. Daniel Susak is the batter now.
First round, I know Jacob Wilson getting the night off here, but very intrigued to see Susak.
Susak swings and foul tips the first pitch into the mid of the catcher Hunter, strike one. Susak, what we have seen is his ability to use the full field with the bat. And so every now and then we see the great strength.
Yes.
And in fact,
he's very well built, for sure.
But throw over to first base and back in Perez, no troubles. What we've seen is instead of power being the calling card, if a pitcher makes a mistake, he mashes. More to the point, we have seen line drives. Our base hits the full field. That he looks around and just pokes a base hit here or there. Swings and misses this breaking ball. Down to the count, 0-2. It's the bet command and the command of the full field. When he's been on 2-hit, 3-hit, 4-hit games. Midwest League, usually the average hitter hits around 250. Nobody hits 301.
No,
Daniel Susak's hitting 301.
That's a good point.
Here's the 0-2. Down and away, that gets away from Cade Hunter. Perez away to second base, wild pitch Crawford.
And I'm just as curious about how he's looked behind the plate.
The arm is strong.
And
over the course of this year, and checking in with Gabriel Ortiz, mm-hmm. Gato, his nickname in the A's system, because when he was a player, he had the 9 lives of a cat. They kept on trying to release him, and they kept on not releasing him.
You can't get rid of him.
He works with the catchers, and he's told me that Daniel has really developed as this year has gone on defensively and in game calling. 1-2, swing and a miss. Crawford whiffs him. And there's the second out of the ninth. So I do think that this has been a big-time year of development for the young catcher.
Mm-hmm.
That there is a lot to work with for the A's organization.
It'll be interesting to see how they develop him, you know, compared to someone like Tyler Soderstrom, who's still doing a little bit of catching, but it doesn't seem like they necessarily see him as being a full-time backstop. Susak, I imagine they would like to see more of that.
There's a called strike in the outside corner to Colby Thomas. They've been very stubborn with Tyler Soderstrom. They continue to say, give him time. He's so young.
He will figure it out.
Yes.
And I talked to Tyler at the Futures game earlier this year. Definitely an impressive young man. And I know he just got sent back to AAA, but I'm definitely still in on that bat.
Thomas pops this pitch foul out of play to the right side. Soderstrom went back to AAA, and I saw some folks talking about, is this going to be tough for him? No. Immediately, first game back.
First home, at bat, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was 5-for-10 his first two games. He was stealing a base.
And Colby Thomas is another A's prospect I'm quite intrigued by offensively. Big-time bat at Mercer, of all places, and then was committed to transfer to Florida before the A's selected him in the third round.
0-2, yes. Fastball up and away. Just to reset, 1-2, 2 outs, top of the ninth inning. Lugnuts batting, leading 3-2 with Perez at second base. I talked to Colby Halter, Florida Gator.
Yes.
He said that Colby Thomas texted him, messaged him, said, tell me about Florida. I'm really interested.
Yes. You're a Colby? You went to Florida? What's this like?
They're Lugnuts now. They were never Gators
together. That's true. They never got to be Gators. That's true. And, of course, you know, Halter, you know, he was going to enter pro ball probably no matter what. But it would have been an interesting decision. I could have seen, you know, Colby Thomas. He would have been a year older, so
yes,
a little bit different. But he could have been an absolute star in the SEC had he gone to Florida.
You know who else could have been? Chase Petty.
Oh, of course.
Florida Gator commit.
Absolutely.
1-2 pitch. Swinging a ground ball, weakly struck towards short. Arroyo picks it up, throws to first. Thomas is out at the bag. He is irate with the bases umpire, Wasson. Lets his feelings be known. Wasson says that's enough. He says one more thing. He continues onto the dugout. Craig Conklin, the manager, is coming over just in case, and he would like a word with Wasson, too. We've got the replay up in our booth. Jordan, you make the call.
Oh, I think he beat him. Arroyo's got a really strong arm. Yes. I understand Thomas's frustration. And I got to say, I know people, fans, we don't like giving credit to umpires. Credit to the ump for letting him have his piece. Give him a second. He didn't toss him immediately.
No.
You don't need to do that. It's okay to be upset. We can all get through it. We're all adults here.
We are. And as adults, not all of us, we're going to the bottom of the ninth inning. It's a 3-2 Lugnuts lead. Jordan, thank you.
You're the best, Jesse. Enjoy the bottom of the ninth. And go Lugnuts. Go Lugnuts.
That's right. Here we go.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Well, to the bottom of the ninth inning. Yeison Sanchez still on the mound for the Lugnuts. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Lugnuts 3, Dragons 2. Carlos Jorge is the batter. First pitch called a strike. Second pitch called a ball. Right-hander deals to the lefty. Outside, 2-1. There's nobody warming up in the Lugnuts pen. Yason Sanchez in his fourth inning of work, protecting a one-run Lugnuts lead. Winds, deals, fastball high and wide, and it's 3-1. Looks like he's overthrowing. Sanchez and the Lugnuts brought a no-hitter, one out into the bottom of the eighth inning. He then allowed four straight base hits and two runs. But the Lugnuts denied the potential game-tying run, throwing out Hector Rodriguez at the plate. 3-1 here. Jorge takes a called strike two. That's big. Jorge has great speed, but he has really struggled offensively. 0-3, 2 strikeouts today. He's 8-45, 20 strikeouts with the Dragons. The pitch, high and outside, and Sanchez walked him. And there's the potential game-winning run, or game-tying run, excuse me, going down to first base. Ruben Ibarra is the batter. Pitching coach Don Schulze out to the mound. Ibarra is coming up as the potential game-winning run for the Dragons. It's hanging in the balance. Lugnuts get three outs, they win. They score Jorge, tie game. Ibarra homers, the Dragons win. Dragons won the first two games of the series, the first one with a walk-off. Lugnuts won the next two by identical 3-2 scores, and they're leading the Dragons right now 3-2. This is weird. Schulze back off the mound, first base side. Ibarra is 0-3 with three strikeouts. Yeison Sanchez gets the sign. First offering to Ibarra on its way. Ball one, down and in. And the Oakland Athletics organization tonight at the Major League level, the A's trailing the White Sox 6-0. Ball one offering on its way. Slider down and away. On appeal, did he go? He did not. Two balls, no strikes. They will get action up in the Lugnuts pen. And they'll get it up in a hurry. It's Christian Fernandez, the right-hander, warming up. For the A's, J.P. Sears, 8 strikeouts in 6 innings, but 3 home runs allowed. A's only 2 hits, 1 for Ryan Noda, the former Nuts. It's a 2-0, and it's outside. 3 balls, no strikes. Sanchez just walked Carlos Jorge. At the AAA level, Spencer Watkins has allowed 6 runs, 5 unearned. Errors by Tyler Soderstrom and Logan Davidson. Aviators down 6-0. A 3-0. Strike called on the outside corner. The AA Midland Rockhounds trailing 7-1. Tough start, Yoel Vistel Rosario. 7 runs allowed on 10 hits, 4 walks, and 4 2/3 innings. Only run scored, Shane McGuire. 3-1 pitch. Hit in the air, slicing down the right field line. It's foul into the Lugnuts pen. 3 balls, 2 strikes on Ibarra. Single A Stockton, scheduled to get going in 13 minutes, sending Alejandro Manzano against the Fresno Grizzlies. And here it's 3-2, Lugnuts, bottom of the ninth. Runner at first for Dayton, nobody out. Payoff pitch, Jorge does not run, and it's popped foul back of home plate. A run in the fourth, 2 in the seventh for the Nuts. Brendan Malone's RBI double and Junior Perez's 2-run homer. 2 runs in the bottom of the eighth for the Dragons. 3-2 Lugnuts. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Sanchez to Ibarra. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Golden sombrero, Ruben Ibarra. 0-4, 4 strikeouts, and 1 down in the bottom of the ninth inning. Now, Austin Hendricks steps in. Hendricks is 0-3. He struck out his last 2 times. The last at bat against the pitcher, Sanchez. Yes, on Sanchez, the righty deals. Hit in the air, shallow center field, long run in, Junior Perez. He makes the catch, runners away from first, throw in, one hops, not in time. It was tight. Carlos Jorge retreated successfully. Junior Perez's throw very close to Brendan Malone. Nearly a game-ending double play. Two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning. Sal Stewart is the batter. Stewart is 0-for-3. Fly out to right. It would be Sal Stewart. Yan Contreras came in for him. Struck out in the eighth inning. And now a pinch hitter for Contreras here in the ninth. It's Matt Nelson. The man with 18 home runs this year steps in for Dayton. 3-2 Lugnuts, two outs, runner at first. Righty to righty. Line drive, left side, base hit, left field between Anales and Schofield Sam. Jorge rushes for third. Batista Jr.'s throw comes into second base. The pinch hitter comes through. Single by Nelson. Tying run now 90 feet away. Winning run stands at first base. And Jack Rogers is coming up. Bearcat with a K. Christian Fernandez getting loose in the Lugnuts pen. He's staring in. Are they going to go to him? They're not. Gerson Sanchez steps in. Sanchez dealing to Jack Rogers. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Well, here's your ball game. The Lugnuts up 3-2. Two outs. 26 outs recorded. Nelson at first, not much speed. At third, Jorge, a lot of speed. Right-hander deals to the lefty slugger. Up and away. Fastball at 95. One ball, one strike. My thinking is, let's say there's a walk here and Cade Hunter were to come up. That's when I do think that Craig Conklin would go to Christian Fernandez. But sticking with Yerson, giving him a chance to finish it. He fires outside for ball two. It was Rogers' last inning who broke up the no-hit bid with a line drive single to right field off of Sanchez. And he scored the first Dayton run on the RBI single by Hector Rodriguez. Two balls and a strike. Pitch is on its way. Popped up. Left side. Third baseman Schofield Sam looks at shortstop Anales into shallow left. Makes the catch. This ball game is over. The Lugnuts beat the Dragons for the third straight day by a 3-2 score. And now the Lugnuts can go for the series victory tomorrow. 1:05 p.m. Mitch Myers on the bump. Yeison Sanchez. They gave him the chance to finish the game. He did. The 22-year-old wearing number 22 dispatches Jack Rogers to strand two on in the ninth inning. Four innings worked, five hits. He struck out five. He allowed the two eighth-inning runs, but nothing further, just the one walk. Pitching in relief of Gunnar Hoagland's five hitless, walkless, scoreless innings, seven strikeouts. What a win for the Lugnuts here today. Hoagland started it. Sanchez finished it. Brendan Malone's RBI double in the fourth. And Junior Perez' two-run homer in the seventh, supplying the necessary runs. The Lugnuts improved to 24-29, 55-63 for the year. The Dragons fall to 27-26 and 60-59 this season. The winning pitcher is Gunnar Hoagland. His first win in his first high A appearance. And the save to Yerson Sanchez. His first save and his first high A relief appearance. The loss gets hung on the Dayton Dragons starting pitcher, Chase Petty, who is now 0-2. Wow. Well. One more game to go in the series. You want to know how many fans watched this one today? 9,009. One of the biggest crowds of the year in Dayton, Ohio. And they see their Dragons come up one run short in 2 hours and 29 minutes. 79 degrees at first pitch. The Lugnuts dropped the first two. They've won the last three. We'll see what tomorrow brings. Mitch Myers for the Nuts. Carson Rudd for the Dragons. And then back home, Adam Jaxa rejoins me. Tuesday through Sunday, Lugnuts and West Michigan Whitecaps. We will see you at Jackson Field. Go online to LansingLugnuts.com and get your tickets. As far as tonight goes, my thanks to Jordan Schusterman dropping in. Perhaps you heard Alon Goldberg-Strassler on the microphone. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Lugnuts beat the Dragons 3-2. It's getting to be a habit. Good night from the Gem City. and go Nuts.